We're doing a little bit of question and answer tonight, and the question was asked, why is it so important to sing? So, in 2 weeks, we're going to encounter the song of the Jewish people, Az Yashir Bnei Israel, the time...
But they didn't go into Aria through the call of the Torah.
The Torah begins with Adam Arishon's creation, and Adam Arishon being saved from the death penalty on Shabbos. And what does Adam Arishon do? He composes the chapter in Tehillim, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, a song of praise to the day of Shabbos. The Torah really begins, time, the beginning of time, and the beginning of world history begins with song. Begins with the song of Adam Arishon. And song has a very important role in Judaism. Song is an expression of thanks, it's an expression of happiness. A healthy person is supposed to be able to express his happiness in song. After being away for 2 weeks now and coming back, so I saw an unusual thing. The Torah tells us that there are certain natural expressions of happiness. One of them is songs, and another one is laughter. It says that when Avram heard that he would have Yitzhak, he started laughing. So I never understood it until yesterday, 2 days ago, when I came back. So my 2-year-old daughter came out, and I walked off the van, and she looked at me and her big brother, and she just stood there and started laughing. Now, there was nothing funny, but we weren't wearing masks. She was just laughing out of happiness. It was the first time I saw someone laugh naturally out of happiness. And it taught me something. It taught me that when Chazal tell us, and when the Torah tells us, that the natural reaction of happiness is sometimes laughter, that's to be understood literally. Literally, laughter. She stood there for maybe 3 minutes straight just standing and laughing. And now she's a giggly girl, but you got to say something funny, you got to do something to make her laugh. And here she was just laughing out of happiness. By the same token that laughter can be a sign of happiness, song is a very natural reaction to happiness, to recognition that the happiness comes from somewhere. When the song is pointing to Hashem, so the song says something. It's not just a song that is representative of our happiness. The Halacha says that on Chanukah, really, we don't have to have any feasts, but our custom is to have feasts. We do have special meals on Chanukah. So it says, yeah, we don those feasts with songs of praise, Shiros v'tishbrochos, we don those feasts with songs of praise to Hashem, and that makes them into Sudas Mitzvah. When a couple gets married, so if it's a fitting marriage, it's a person that's going to keep the Torah Mitzvahs, marrying someone that's going to keep Torah Mitzvahs, very good. It's a Ben Torah with a Bas Torah, very good. But sometimes you have a situation where you have the daughter of a Talmud Chacham and she's marrying an Amoritz. This man isn't going to keep Mitzvahs with her. He doesn't know how to bench. He doesn't know how to read. He doesn't know Shema. And she comes from a home where she should have been one that keeps the Torah and she should have been one to pass on the Torah. And such a marriage, it's difficult to rejoice at. And nonetheless, we say, if there are songs of praise to Hashem at that feast, if there are songs of praise to Hashem at that ceremony, even though the essence of that ceremony is problematic, because you have a union here which is really, if we look at it spiritually, is potentially very damaging. Nonetheless, we say the songs can change that whole feast into a feast of Sudas Mitzvah. And those are just examples of where the song can play such a large role that it can change an ordinary feast, a meal where one could be just eating and filling oneself, and it could change it to a meal of thanksgiving, a meal that's considered a Sudas Mitzvah. So song is natural. It's a natural representation of our happiness and something we should be happy to express. And song is also an imperative expression. When Chizkiyahu was king and Hashem made for him a great miracle and he was almost the Mashiach, he had one thing left to conquer: to sing. If he would have only been able to sing, then if he would have only sang a song of praise, our tradition has it, he would have been the Mashiach. But the fact that after that great salvation, he said thank you, but he didn't come out in song and praise, so that was what prevented him from being the Mashiach. So in response to our discussion, it is very important to sing, it is very important to...
But I thought that was outside of the context of this shiva.
No, I think that it is what we've discussed in the past, the importance of singing with regard to being a part of a community. We discussed that the Torah describes a shul as a place of bimkom rina, a place where there's song. Part of the definition of a shul is a place where people gather together to sing. Personally, a good chazan, everyone's going to sing together in shul. But tonight I wanted to point out the other aspects of song, because I think those are aspects we've discussed less, and they're not less important. Any questions?
No.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm sorry, David. This is a new question, right?
Yeah.
So just one second, you had something on this point?
Yeah, that singing is, if you sing, you make a direct connection to the soul. It also helps to when I depressed. As soon as I started, I had a depression. As soon as I start singing, the depression went down. Yes.
Yeah,
it's very amazing. It's very amazing what singing can do.
The Tanakh tells us that when Shaul HaMelech had a bad spirit, which the Abarbanel says is melancholy, in other words, depression, then he brought David to play the harp for him. And when the prophets were perturbed and they wanted to have serenity so they could have prophecy, they brought music before them so that they could calm down, they could be happy, and happiness for the sake of getting closer to Hashem is called the mitzvah in and unto itself. And by the same token, we're supposed to be in that state in order to learn well, in order to daven well. So a song has a very important role, yeah, even in that aspect of maintaining an emotional equilibrium. Yeah. Shukach.